See, the same thing is true by money, that you can buy something with the pleasure of the person having received your present. That's called receiving something from the receiver. I would think that's enough of a pleasure because a woman likes to get married because but buying fields need more. Money is meaning you can be meichel the money, right? You need a kinyan, but money is just to get the guy to agree. But really, theoretically, he can give it. You know, he can be meichel it. Person can be meichel. Have a kedushin, have a loy. Mashenkin, a woman by kedushin needs to receive the money. You can't be meichel it. Now, by field, you also have to receive it. But pshat is, it's not. It's the main part of a field is that you got something of value. By kedushin, it's halacha of kesef. And the mela, you can't be meichelet. Hey, meloi, tzricha, that's why you have to have both cases. Amarava, his katchili lechetzi mekudeshes. If a guy says, marry half of me, she's mekudeshes. Chetzich mekudeshesli, half of you is married to me, ain't a mekudeshes. Amarabai lerava, maishno chetzich mekudeshesli, ain't a mekudeshes. Why, if you say half of you is married to me, doesn't work with isha merachman of lechatzi isha? Teski kachish isha. Isha means a whole lady, not a half a lady. Hakanami isha merachman of lechatzi ish. The Torah said ki kachish. A whole man has to take. Now you can't marry a half a man. Amaloi hachi hashta. So Rabbi answered him, there's no comparison. Hasam itzel lebetrei lechatzia. You can't have a woman marry two men. And therefore you're trying to marry half of her, you can't marry half of her. And the Gavim ilechazi lebetrei. When he says, you're marrying half of me, he doesn't mean to say you're not marrying me completely. He means to say, I also want to marry somebody else, because a man can have two wives. You're marrying half of me, meaning, don't think that I will be your own, you will be my exclusive wife. There might be another wife. The nifshit la kedusha bekula. When a person says you're mekadeshes halfway to a woman, why don't we say that the kedushin spreads? Because when a person says kedushin, that's a lashon of hegdish, and therefore it gets the properties of hegdish, which is a big chiddush in this gemara. But that's what the rishonim learned. Because if he wouldn't say mekadeshes, he would use a different language. The gemara wouldn't have the kasha. The gemara only has the kasha because he uses the word kedushin, which is hegdish. He wants it to work like hegdish. By hegdish is halacha. If you're makdish, a half an animal, it spreads. If somebody donates just the leg, it spreads to the whole body. And even the man that says, it's not true, that's if he's magdish a limb that's not life-sustaining. But if he would be magdish the brain or the heart, something that is life-sustaining, so the same thing here, half a lady, that's life-sustaining. So why doesn't she become all mukadeshes? The gemara be done. Hasan Behema, Hagadas Acheres. There, it's talking about an animal. The animal has no das, and therefore nobody's stopping him from being magdish the whole thing. So it spreads by itself. Mashainkin over here, she has to want the kedushin. She only agreed to half. And the Mela can't spread because it doesn't have her agreement to spread. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Haloidam Yelhadam Rabbi Yechanan. It's similar to the case of Rabbi Yechanan. Behema Shashneshut of Hignish Chetzi Vachazav Lakhav. Magdisha. Guy had was an animal that belonged to two people. He was Magdish his half. Now, half is not enough to become a carbon. Then he bought the other half and donated it to Hegdish. Kedusha Veda Kreva. However, he can't bring it as a carbon. But Isa Tamura, or Tamurasa Kiyaitzaba, it still can affect the Tamura. But the Tamura also won't be able to be brought as a carbon because this is called Kedusha Dechuya. A kedusha that could not go to the mizbeach in its original hegdish form, it could not go to the mizbeach. Therefore, it can never become royal mizbeach. It's nitcha, and something that's nitcha can't become to mizbeach according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now, why doesn't it spread? The answer is it can't spread because it belongs half to somebody else. Same thing here. The woman belongs to herself. It can't spread because the woman is the owner of the other half, and therefore it can't spread. Shabbi not lost when Rabbi Yechanan you see three halachas. There's a big shaila where the living animals have the halacha of dichoy. Rav argues in Rabbi Yechanan. Right? Rav brings a raya. I don't know what Rabbi Carr spoke out, but I'm sure he handled it masterfully. But Rav brings a raya from Mum Iver. If somebody donates a hegdish, an animal that is a mum iver, a passing mum, the halacha is it's a kosher carbon. and we learned that from a pasuk. So Zokrav, you see here that a balichayim is not nitcha, because here is a living animal. It was not roi to a carbon when the guy brought it, and yet it becomes roi for a carbon afterwards. So Rav argues in Rabbi Yechonah, and Rabbi Yechonah gets out of it over there in Gemara and Yuma. But that's not the point here. The point here is that Rabbi Yechonah holds the balichayim are nitcha, ushmaminam dichu miyikar havadicha, which is another shaila. The Gemara in Sukkah is machalik between two kinds of dichoys. Dichoy that happened after it was fit and then became nitcha, or dichoy that was there at the beginning. And the Gemara says that dichoy that happened after it was fit is worse. There's a question whether it's dichoy at the beginning considered dichoy or not. From Rabbi Yechonah, you see dichoy mikar is dichoy, because it, as soon as he was magdish it was nitcha, and he holds it doesn't become fit again. Even though at the beginning it did not get kedushas haguf, because automatically it got kedushas damim because it was only half, still we say dichoy. What if he married a woman and he said, I mean, mikadosh half of you with a half a pruta, and half of you with a half a pruta? Now, keep it up with a chatzi pruta paska. Is he trying to make this two transactions and therefore it doesn't work? Meaning he just means to say that it's going to be together a pruta for the whole of you. If you're going to say by two halves, he doesn't mean the half and the half separately. He means it as a whole. How about chetzich b'pruta v'chetzich b'pruta ma'u? He uses pruta for both halves. Kivin d'amelo b'pruta pruta paskel mosa. Since it was a pruta for the first half, he meant it separately. Anything that happens, in he's trying to finish it, that's called one action. Imtum tzulayim b'kol b'yayim b'ayinuchu. Chetzich b'pruta ha'yayim v'chetzich b'pruta l'machar ma'u. Given the middle of the Machar Pascha, he wants it to be two transactions. We're starting the act of Kedusha now, and we'll finish tomorrow, but it's one long act. What if he says, I want to buy both of your halves, Bepruta? Right? Now, he's saying the whole woman, but he's splitting her in two halves. He means together, and therefore it's a whole woman. The bottom line is, he's trying to do it in halves. Why? Don't ask me. He needs a therapist. But meanwhile, that's what he's doing. We don't know the answer to all these questions. Dr. Gemara Baita Boy Rabba. Shnei b'nei secha l'shnei b'nai b'pruta. He's giving the father of the woman, the boys made him a shliach. Because pashtus, a person cannot marry his son off. Not so simple, but most Rishonim learn that a person cannot marry his son off. So we're talking about an adult, two adult sons that appointed their father to find them a wife. He goes over to a man who has two daughters. He says, listen, my two sons want to marry your two daughters. I am their shliach. Here, take a pruta for both of them. Now, the Maisa Kedushin has a pruta, but it's to get two different women, and that's the shaila. Ma'o Basar Naisin and Mekabel Azlidon, he gave a pruta and she got it. The father took a pruta. We go by the two little girls, Valeka, and there's half a pruta for each. Take them. What if he tells the guy, I'm going to buy your daughter and your cow by a pruta? Now, the truth is, you're not kind of metaltalim with a pruta. So the question is, I want to acquire your daughter with half a pruta, and I want to pay for the cow with another half a pruta. I do mabasa mitcha bepruta prascha b'mshicha, because that's the main kingdom on the parah anyway. So he just threw it in, but if the money is not for the parah, the money is for the woman, girl. Take him.
But why don't we say that first, when a person talks, he wants it to work. If he wants it to work, is that the same thing instead of?
Yes, we have to hear a mitzvah kedushin. You have to hear a mitzvah kedushin from a man to a lady. And Maisa Kedushin deserves a pruta. He said Bitcha Parascha Bepruta. So we're trying to figure out, does that tell us a Maisa Kedushin or not?
He wants it to work.
Warning is nothing. I want a lot of things. And it doesn't happen. I want Mashiach to come. It didn't come yet. Don't think of my right. Boy Ravashi. Bitcha Bekarka Bepruta. Now there, pruta and money is a king in Ankarka. Now, so we say, which is, by the way, doesn't work for either of the two. Take. Who gavra? There was a man, the Agdish Bisharoi. He was Magdish with silk. Rabbi Amar Loitzri Kishuma. Rabbi says it's a good kedushin. We don't have to know how much it's worth before she takes it. If Yaitzin Amar Tzri Kishuma, Rabbi Yaitzin says we need it because we don't, as the Gemara will explain why we need it. Dr. Gemara, Idamar Lu Becholdu, if he says take it for wherever it's worth, Kula Amar Lepligit Loitzri Kishuma. She accepted it for wherever it's worth. He told her, I'm giving you silk 50, and then we evaluated it after the kedushin, and it wasn't worth 50. Then he didn't give her a good kedushin. She agreed to 50. She didn't agree to less. He said 50, and it was worth 50. There was no reason for her to know beforehand. She got exactly what he told her. She's not relying on it, because she doesn't trust him. And therefore, she says to herself, I'm not so sure. And therefore, it's not a mighty condition. Finding out later is not enough. She has to know at the time of the marriage that this is worth exactly what he said. That's why, by the way, we don't use a ring with a stone. Because women might, in their minds, think it's worth X, and it's not. Therefore, we use a plain ring. And in fact, some rabbanim tell the woman under the chuppah, you are willing to, is this worth a pruta to you? That's all. Don't think about what it's worth. Is it worth a pruta?
Becholdu. So if that's the case, so why does Almanas work? Why does Almanas work? She doesn't know 100% he's going to come through with it.
Again, she's agreeing to the condition on condition. Here, there's no condition made if it's worth 50. There was no condition made.
What do you mean? It's like Almanaz.
No, it's not, because he didn't say Almanaz. That's why it's not like Almanaz.
He said 50, and it turned out to be 50.
Again, she does have to know that it's 50. He could have said, take it for whatever it's worth. Igudi Amri, Becholdu Nami, please. Regresi Amri, Shavar Kesef, Uge Kesef. Now Kesef, the kids, have Shavar Kesef, Nami, the kids. If you know the Zeres HaKosef, you have to know the value of the item. Says you for the money that you acquire, and this is not talking about kedushin. It's talking about buying an eved every. So we say bekesef uniknev ein uniknev betuah v'kelim. You can buy it with money, but not with grain and kelim. And the question is, hi tuah v'kelim heichidami. Ele v'dle maknabu klau. You can't use it. Why not? Yashiv gulasam rachmana. There's an extra word, yashiv. Could have said, Lefi and Gulasa, according to the amount of money, how he redeems himself. What's Yashuv? The Rabbi Shavu Kesef Kekesef. That you can acquire with an item that's worth money. You don't have to give cash. He's the last of Moshavu Pruta. Ma'i Yitu of the Kalem, I feel like Kesef Nami. Elalav is Moshavu Pruta. So what's wrong? The Kivan Bloy Kaitzi Lai. He has to know the value. And if it's not, the value is not known, it can't be used to acquire an Eved Ivri. Same thing here by a woman. The Brisa means to say you have to acquire him with money, not with chalipin, which is tairis tuv v'kelim when you make an exchange. Frak the Gemara, the Rav Nachman, that'd be tairis tuv v'chalipin mayan kula meimer. Rav Nachman says food items can be chalipin, so obviously tuva can be chalipin. So the Brisa says and nikna b'tairis tuv v'kelim. It can be excluding chalipin. Since the pleasure is more close, meaning the item gives you pleasure right away. Money is a way to get things. Items are things you use. Kamar makni nafshi, even with less than a bruta, kamash malon did not. Yes.
Tuva kelim can't be the instant, can't be the thing that causes it, or it can't be the thing that receives it. There's two things.
You can't buy an eved every using tuva kelim. That's what it says. That's just, what does it mean? You can use anything that's worth money. I can use clocks and tables and chairs and anything that's worth money.
That is the thing that you're getting. It's the thing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Kalipa means you're using something in exchange for something else.
Right.
We're talking about the
you can't give two of a kalim for kalipa. But the problem is you could give kelim. You can't give tefillah.
Maybe
Koin Rav Nachman.
So maybe Koin Rav Nachman, this is the
core
of it.
This is Rav Nachman. Hold a second. We're excluding kelim. Can kelim be used for kalipim?
I don't know.
100% yes. Nobody argues. So whatever you can say about tefillah, you have to say about kelim. That's the Gemara Baita. Amr of Yaitse Benami Nullah, how do I know? The tiny we've learned, Egos have opinion beneath. Guy says, this calf should be for opinion, I bet. Talos have opinion beneath, Amr Kalum. Egos have a Chamish Shalom opinion beneath. Talos have a Chamish Shalom opinion beneath. Benai Pagli. Now, high opinion, actually tell me, what's the case? You have a delay Shavi. If it's not worth five, call Kamine. So because he says it's worth five, it works. Hello, Lab, have a Gav the Shavi. It was worth five. So if it's worth five, why does he have to announce it? Even like I see like, because you have to have it, everybody has to know its value. And for the Gemara Loyal Loyshavi, because a couple of them are he accepted it for five. For some people, it's worth five, even though in the market it's not worth five. To me, it's worth five shlon. Amar Rav Ashi, Loy Amar Gankar of Kahana, the Gavar Rabahu, only if Kahana was the chosh of a person, before they sudra reach, you can't go out without a hat. Everybody else, we would not say it's worth for them five. They could say it, but they don't mean it. Kiha, the Marbar of Ashi, Savan Sudrim Imid the Rabbi Mikuvi, Shabbat Asara Beklaitzer. We see that Chashim and people pay a lot for a hat. Rabbi Ashi paid 13 for something that was only worth 10. Dr. Gemara Bai Tamar Rabbi Azar, his Kachali Bimana. The guy tells his wife, because that's just to me, with a mana. The nasal a dinner. And he only gave her a dinner. But he told her a mana. Now, he's not tricking her. Right? A mana is 25 dinner, I believe. A mana is 100 dinner? 100 dinner. A mana is 100 dinner. And he gave her what? Harisim Kadesh is Yashlam. We say the Kedushin works. And he owes her 99. He wanted the Kedushin to be with a dinner. He promised her an extra 99 as a present. My time, I keep in the amount of your dinner. Command the amount of me. It's like saying, I will ultimately pay you up to 99. Right? It's like saying it should be retroactive. So it works. Basically. Scotchly Mimana. Guy says to a woman, be Mekadesh's Mimana. And he's counting it out. And one of the two parties decides to change their mind. Even if he gave her 99, she can still back out. So we see clearly that it doesn't work till the whole 100. My skin is never been a zoo. He said, I want to be Mekadesh with this mana. Then it's not a condition. They have to give her the whole mana. The safe of a mana zoo, Rachel, mana stop. The safe is talking about mana zoo. So therefore, by process of elimination, must be that the race is talking about our mana stam, the tiny sefer. Amar lele the scotchy leave mana zoo, benim to mana chaser dinner. He told her mana zoo, and he only gave her 99. A dinner shon chayshus, or one of the dinarim was not silver, was copper, so therefore it wasn't worth 100. Ain't a mukadeshus. Dinner ra, has a mukadeshus v'yachlev. It's a bad dinner, but it's still usable. So it is a good kedushin, even though it's not really, if you go and weigh it, it's not worth a dinner, but in the world it's worth a dinner, but he should exchange it. So we see that there's Seifa talking about dinner zoo, mana zoo. So it must be the Rashi talking about mana stam. And it still says, mana stam, he doesn't count till he pays you the whole thing. The Gemara Loi Rashi of the Seifa is number mana zoo, Perusha Kama Farish. The Rashi, the Seifa is explaining the Rashi. Rosh Echem and Blogzer. Philip, but dinner achron or just the other? Ketzad? Because I'm a little bit manazu. Now the Gemara turns the tables, and not only is that an answer, but Mokanami Mistabra. He's talking about the creation of Manastam, and still you have to give her the $100. Has to be Manastam, Labra Kedusha, Bazu, Miboy, then there would be no Kedush in the Sefer. Because once you know by Manastam that he has to pay the whole $100, for sure by Manazu. That's not a proof, because Tana Sefer the Gluya Resha. Sometimes the Sefer writes an unnecessary case, so you should know shot in the Resha. Shloi time a Resha b'manazu have a manastam have a kedushin. Tana Sefer manazu mechal the Resha b'manastam have a lachal have a kedushin. So basically, this is the Gemara is offering you two choices, right? Because once it says the case of manastam, I don't need the case of manazu. So either the whole braita means manazu, or the sefer says manazu, so you should understand that the reish is manazta. Actually, I'm a different teretz. Even by manazta, but if he's counting it out, that means he wants the pair now. The daita kula. If the other babe, she's aware that he's giving her one dinner of copper or some of a couple, and she accepted it. So she didn't see it. He gave her a bunch of coins. She didn't see the copper coin. If it's so bad, because again, those days the coin was valued by the amount it was really worth and weight. If it got so bad that you're able to use it, so then it's like Mechleshes. Some people take it, some people don't. And the Mela, it's a good Kedushin, but he should exchange it. But he should exchange it. He said, be Mekadeshes with 100 hours, and he gave her a Mashkin and a Mekadeshes. Why? Vana Inkan, Mashkin Inkan. Because the Mashkin, he didn't give it to her as a present. So therefore, he didn't give her anything. Eser Rav Lera Nachman, says Kitchev a Mashkin Mekadeshes. The Brisa says, if you use a Mashkin, it does work. But the Gemara Hustle of Mashkin Zacherim, there he had a Mashkin from somebody else, and he gave it to her. Meaning that's a means from her to collect the loan. But it's an existing loan, and he has a mashkin on it, and he has a right to the mashkin, and therefore since he has a kinyan in the mashkin, he can give it to her, and that she now has the kinyan in the mashkin. Mashkin, if he's giving it on his own debt that doesn't exist yet, so she doesn't get any kinyanim in that item. He gives it back, he gets charity. If it's not his, sucker mashkin you give from your own. That's how we see that a bachayv is kind of mashkin. Doctor, my baita bnei Rav Huna bar Avin zavan ahu amstam bepiti. The children of Rav Huna bar Avin bought a maid servant, a shivcha kananis, for puta. They didn't have the cash. A sivu naskale. They gave a metal bar of metal, silver. Okay, it's interesting because in Nazir it translates it as metal art scrope. You know, so whatever it is. The same Ayakar Amsa. Price went up. And they wanted to back out. The seller wanted to back out. He wanted more money. They never gave the money. And giving the Naska as a collateral was meaningless. He said to a woman, be Mekadeshes to me with her mana. The cloth is across the Liam. She took it and threw it into the sea. Or the Chaldover Ovid. Ain't a Mekadeshes. Why? Because she's saying to him, this is what, I don't care for this. Frankly, Gemara, Hashem didn't come have a Kedushin. What if she threw it right back at him? Would that work? I'll come and shako. Maybe I don't want it. So the Gemara, let me buy a Gemara. Let me buy a Hashem didn't come and have a Kedushin. I was the Karsli, I'm going to have me give the Mechaibibu. She's going to have to pay for it. Kedushin Kaddish Nabshem. Behind the Kavdachi, Sarv if the Kalahu Gavri Reschan, who he alive. They want to check the person if he has a temper. Kamash Malanda, we don't say that. We say she meant no Kedushin, and she has to pay for it. Tana Rabbanam. Hiskachali Bamanam. Bima Kadashis to me for a mana. And she says, Tanaim Abba Lovicha. Give it to you, my father, or your father. And the Mekadeshes. Because that's rejecting Kedushin. Amanashi Akabamli. Give it to them, they should take it from me, then Mekadeshes, because she's appointing them as a Shliach. Even though it's her own father, still we say she means to reject the Kedushin. That if she said, let your father take it from me, that's also Shlichus. Mekadeshes to me with a mana, give it to somebody else, she's not Mekadeshes. What's the Kiddush? Yes, we have a Vicha, and we have a Ramanash, and we have a Kedushin, the Samkadai Taleu. She counts on them because it's going to be her future father in law or her father. So, I have a Lishal Chosoi. I will play the lie, but a stranger not. We have a Ploini, who the Kamatan, the Ploini, the Kedushin, the Kavadai, the Kabay, the Mesh, the Matana. She doesn't mean to accept it and give it as a present. I have a Vicha, the Kavadai, the Kabay, I'm not telling you a business in that life. She means to say, fine, I'm willing to be Mekadeshes, give it to them as a present. She says, put it on the rock, and mekudeshes. By tzelu shela, mekudeshes. If it's her rock, then she is mekudeshes. Rashi says, chatzer. Taisa says that it can't be chatzer because of the Gemara later on. So Taisa says, it's a shayla of smichas das. Is that a way of saying, I'm accepting it, this is what you should do with it? Dr. Gemara Vayter. By Rabbi, Ksela Shoshnei Mahu. That's why Taisa says it's my chatzer. Because if it's both of them, then he's not putting it into her chatzer. Take Kachli Makikar. She said, Tanei Ula Kelub, Eina Mekudeshes. Vayi Kelub Shlo, Mekudeshes. Now that's not chatzer. That's pshat, because you're doing with her what you want. It's like Arev. By Rabbi Amari. Kelub Ratzach Re'al Mahu. He's saving her from the dog. You're not doing it because of Kedushin. You're mechuyev to save me because of Samar al Dam Reyecha. Take him. She said today, Ani, Eina Mekudeshes. Filo Ani Asamach Allah. Even an Ani that she supports. My time are late. Just like I'm chayev, you are chayev. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, Emir Tshashem, 6 o'clock.
Maybe it's not...